Actually, I found this a little tricky. So I was trying to go with two old, two new, one less well-known like mm-hmm. you did. Because mm-hmm. we talked about it beforehand and we're like, this is a good idea. Mm-hmm. Old wasn't a problem. But when it came to the new ones, I had two main problems, two and a half. The first was a lot of them were just not suitable for congregations. So like they're great to listen to while you're just doing your thing, but they're not really singable as a group.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Hymn Partial, the podcast where we talk all things church music. I'm Monet Funca.
And I'm Cara Peregrino. And in today's episode, we're following on from last week. I'm bringing you a selection of hymns on the resurrection. We'll have something old, something new, and something you may never have heard of.
That's right. But first, if you're watching us on YouTube, go ahead and like this video if you like what you hear today. And also maybe give it a share. It really does help. Also, don't forget to head over to hymnpartial.com where you can do several things. Sign up for our free weekly newsletter, follow us on social media, and maybe support us on ko-fi.com/hymnpartial. Financial help also really helps. Newsletter subscribers get first access to our bonus content. This week, we are looking at some honorable mentions for resurrection hymns, but you'll have to be a subscriber to get that info first. Those of you who aren't subscribers, I'm sorry. I don't know when you're going to get it. Maybe next Easter.
When we get there.
When we get there. So make sure you go over to hymnpartial.com, sign up for all those things today.
We say it's going to be bonus content where we talk about other resurrection hymns. It's possible that I'm going to end up just gushing about my all-time favorite resurrection Easter album. My favorite Easter album, which I love so much. And I was reading the lyrics up this morning and nearly crying as I was picking some out for you. Anyway, also confession while I was writing this, I wish I'd done the crucifixion episode because I can't spell resurrection.
I can't spell crucifixion. That is so funny. I was like, wait, where does the X go? I was really confused.
I'm just like, I can never remember what it's two S's or two R's. It's two R's. Like 50% sure. But somehow I always like second guess myself and get it wrong. Anyway, happy Holy Week.
Yay!
Like we said, last week we looked at some hymns on the crucifixion. This week we're exploring resurrection hymns, and the word resurrection happens to be underlined in red squiggle on my computer, which was what made me go off on that tangent. Actually, I found this a little tricky. So I was trying to go with two old, two new, one less well-known like mm-hmm. you did, because mm-hmm. we talked about it beforehand and we're like, this is a good idea. Mm-hmm. Old wasn't a problem. But when it came to the new ones, I had two main problems, two and a half. The first was a lot of them were just not suitable for congregations. So like they're great to listen to while you're just doing your thing, mm-hmm. but they're not really singable as a group. Mm-hmm. The second problem was that the ones that I could find were from theologically questionable sources, even if the lyrics were okay.
Yeah.
And after our Hillsong episode, I felt like I couldn't really feature them or Bethel or Elevation or Jesus Culture or Maverick City or any long list of these people. So that was disappointing. And the two and a half problem is that every time I found a list of like contemporary resurrection hymns, it was like glorious day, yes, that one is one of the best. And I was like, is it cheating though? Because it was written like nearly 100 years before Casting Crowns revamped it. So I was like, I could do it as old and new and just cheat. But then I thought, but that's a good song to sing, by the way. I also wasn't sure whether you might have included that one in your episode.
Well, now we know the answer. I didn't.
Or you don't know the answer if you didn't listen last week. Shame
Sorry
on
for the reverse spoiler for those
shame
who haven't
on
listened
you.
To last week's episode.
But you would know if it was in the bonus content if you'd sign up for our newsletter. So there you go. Anyway, let's jump into our resurrection hymns. Glorious Day is not in there because I just, my brain hurt thinking about it. I didn't want to do it. So our first hymn is an old one. I was surprised, actually, a lot of these are choruses. Up from the Grave He Arose, which we were singing earlier.
Yes, we were.
Did you know that was in there?
I didn't.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
It was actually the first one that sprung to mind when we talked about this episode. And it's also known as Low in the Grave He Lay. Mm-hmm. It was written by a guy called Robert Lowry, and I'm convinced we did an episode on him, but I can't for the life of me remember what that episode was.
Ooh, that is going to bother me.
We've talked about him, right? His name's familiar. I'm sure we've talked about him. And I looked through a list of all the hymns he'd written and I didn't recognize any of them as episodes we'd done. So, so that was that. But it is what it is. Anyway, the hymn is worthwhile just for the chorus. Did you find it?
His Wikipedia page. I feel like this is such a long list. We had to have done something. Hold on. No, these are all hymnals.
Yeah, so he did some that I was like, I recognize that song, and maybe that's where I've known his name from. Like, I've seen it in a hymn book.
Yeah. But Lorrie composed the tune to Isaac Watts' hymn, Marching to Zion.
Marching to Zion.
Maybe he did another one that we can't think of at the moment.
I don't know. Anyway, that was like...
I need thee every hour.
So I wondered if we'd done that one, but I don't think we have.
Haven't we?
It came I up. I think oh, I looked it
this
up.
This is.
I went on YouTube and I was like, "Hymn Partial, Need Thee Every Hour," and then I was like, "I don't think we did."
No, but I think that came up in reference to another song. This is bad. Once you've done this for two and a half years,
110.
We've been doing this almost 3 years. I think everything just kind of muddles together a little bit. Sorry, we digress.
Yes, we do. So, Up From the Grave He Arose by Robert Lurie, who apparently we haven't done an episode on, but we've probably mentioned, and we'll text each other to this morning being like, got it. Yeah, so this hymn is worthwhile just for the chorus. Monet, would you mind reading that up for us? Reading that up for us.
Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Hallelujah.
Yeah, and it's so cheerful. I love it. The opening lines, low in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. It's like, it's a great perspective on the resurrection. He was waiting. And even in death, he was like completely in control of what was going on. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me of the words spoken by Jesus well before his death in John 10:17-18, which is, for this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. Which is great. And the reason I picked these different hymns was because it's like they show you a sort of... It's like looking at a diamond, and then you can like turn it and see all the different faces, but it's still one diamond.
Yeah.
And I think each hymn kind of brings out something different about the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Any further thoughts on this one?
No, I think it's great. I'm trying to remember where I've sung this. I know I've sung it a few times. But it is like, it's hard not to sing about the resurrection without that triumphant feel.
I found that with these songs. Yeah. Every single one, I'm like, I like it because it's so uplifting. And then I was like...
Literally. it's a great hymn. It's going to bug me until the end of this episode that I don't remember where this name came from. Everything that is on his page is sounding familiar, but it's something we'll table and we'll probably talk about offline.
We'll inevitably come back to his hymns because he's written a couple of well-known ones like Not Near My God to Thee, was it? I don't know. Yeah. He's written some that are familiar. Like, you'll know them. If you heard them, you'd be like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, inevitably, we will come back and probably end up doing episodes on his hymns. And at that point, we'll probably go, haven't we talked about him before?
Yeah. That's exactly what'll happen.
Okay, number two on the list. Mm-hmm. Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah.
Okay.
What list of hymns is complete without a contribution from either Isaac Watts or Charles Wesley? Mm-hmm. And this time we got Charles Wesley.
Okay.
And my husband and I were singing this the other day, actually. There are pros and cons to this hymn. The pro and the con is that you sing hallelujah at the end of every single line. It's a con if you don't like the repetition, and it's a pro because you're like breaking out into praise and literally saying praise God.
Mm-hmm.
A lot in this song.
Mm-hmm.
I like this song because, hallelujah notwithstanding, the lyrics are absolutely solid in classic Charles Wesley style. Monet, would you mind reading one of the verses from this hymn, please?
Love's redeeming work is done. Fought the fight, the battle won. Death in vain forbids him rise. Christ has opened paradise.
I really like it. I took out the hallelujahs, by the way, if you were wondering. Yes,
I did. I was like, I don't see any hallelujahs here, but I know that they're there.
There are roughly every 4 or 5 words. So, yeah, I really like that. Like, I love the whole thing about, like, love's redeeming work. It's done. It's over with. The battle's won. And I love that line, like, death in vain forbids him rise.
I know. I was just like, that is so good.
Yeah. It's like death is like, you can't do that. And Jesus is like, oh, stop me.
Yeah. It's pure vanity. Like,
yeah,
that's crazy. I love it.
Yeah. And then you've got other lines like, once he died our souls to save, where, O victory, is thy grave. And made like him we rise, ours the cross, the grave, the skies. And I'm just like, ah. Oh.
Made like him we rise.
Yeah.
Amen to that. I don't think I know this hymn.
I'm not sure. Like, your husband said the other day, like, I think he suggested Jesus Christ is risen today, which is a different hymn, but it's similar, but it's not by Wesley. Because I got confused between the two of them. I was like, why are the lyrics not what I was thinking of? And it turns out they're very similar. Mm. Yes, Jesus Christ is risen today, whereas the Charles Wesley one is Christ the Lord is risen today. Mm-hmm. And both of them have all the hallelujahs in them, which is fine. The other thing I liked about this one is it emphasizes the triumph and the celebration of the resurrection. And this triumph over death can be found in 1 Corinthians 15:55 to 57. That says, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yep. You got any further thoughts? Are you ready for number three?
I have thoughts, but I think I'm ready for number three too. Oh,
now I'm curious. Like,
I just find it interesting that we don't write like this anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like in general, I'm overgeneralizing here. Overgeneralizing here. Listen up. I think our lyrics are simple to the point of them not being deep in modern songs. I don't mind simplicity. I think there's a lot to be said for simplicity. But because we're not a poetic culture, it loses some of its weight. Our newer hymns, not all, of course not all, this total generalization, but a good portion of them are quite empty.
Yes.
Or quite shallow, I should say. They're not empty. They're words of truth and they're words of life.
I mean, looking at the verse that you write out, love's redeeming work is done, fought the fight, the battle won, death and bane forbids him rise, Christ is open paradise. Mm-hmm. That is simple English, but there's there's a lot packed into that. Like, it's very meaning dense compared to our modern songs, which tend to just kind of say one thing and they say what they mean and that's it, which is, it has its place.
Yeah.
But that's like a whole tangent. Do you know someone we could get on to talk about that would be Leland Ryken?
Yeah, Leland Ryken, if you listen to our show.
Come on our show. I love his books. So good. Anyway, number three, anyway, because we don't have a ton of time. Thine be the glory, risen, conquering sun.
Ooh.
You know that one as well?
I do.
It's just another upbeat one.
Yes, it is.
It's also another chorus, so you guys are just going to have to deal with that. Don't add me.
Oh, yeah.
I guess most songs about the resurrection should be upbeat, like you say, though, considering it's like the best thing that happened in human history so far.
Yeah.
The best thing's going to be like when he comes back and we're all good. Yes. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So this one starts with the lines, thine be the glory, risen conquering sun, endless is the victory, thou over death has won. And that like sets the tone of the whole song. This also has very strong victory themes, but the emphasis is slightly different from the last hymn. Mm-hmm. So the last hymn was like, it was kind of like Christ is risen, yay. Death is defeated. Whereas this one kind of places the emphasis on the glory of Christ. Mm-hmm. It's very similar, but slightly different. Mm-hmm. So I really like those lines I just mentioned because they emphasize the endless nature of Christ's victory. It's not a temporary one, which reminds me of 1 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. Mm-hmm. He always leads us in triumphal procession.
That's right.
It's done, son. Like, yeah, the end is coming, but it's already won. It's already set in stone. There's no changing anything. If you need persuading, which you shouldn't, that this is the perfect song to sing on Easter morning, check out this verse Monet's about to read us.
Lo? Lo, Jesus meets us, risen from the tomb. Lovingly he greets us, scatters fear and gloom. Let the church with gladness hymns and triumph sing. For her Lord now liveth, death has lost its sting.
Sing it. Not you.
Yeah. Sing it.
Our listeners, okay. Sing it.
I love the, you were talking about a difference, like ever so slightly on the triumph. Mm-hmm. But here we're part of it too. Let the church with gladness hymns of triumph sing. Like we're like part of it. Like we're singing these hymns of triumph because we're part of the...
Well, this is why it's so good to sing about the resurrection is because like it's not just about the fact that Jesus came back from the dead, which is really important and our entire faith hinges on that and that's vital.
Yes.
But like there are so many implications to this. Like if he rose, that means we're going to rise again. And it means that what he said was true, which means that like there's an eternity, there's heaven and hell, like he's coming again. Mm-hmm. There's so much that just completely changes our lives because he rose from the dead. Mm-hmm. So that in itself is a good reason to sing about the resurrection, whatever you decide to sing. But anyway. So number four, we're finally moving into the modern day, I promise, with another Stuart Townend one.
Ooh.
He's making both our lists.
Oh.
I think the Gettys had a hand in this or they performed it or something. In my mind, it's a Getty song, but apparently it's written by Stuart Townend. So the opening verse, it's called Resurrection Hymn. Mm-hmm. The opening verse is, "See what a morning, gloriously bright, with the dawning of hope in Jerusalem. Folded the grave clothes, tomb filled with light, the angels announce Christ is risen." Again, I like it because it's cheerful. But actually, I was thinking, you know, you were saying about like simple lyrics. Mm-hmm. I like this one because it is kind of clever. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like double meanings at play. Mm-hmm. So you've got the bright morning and the dawning of hope. And you already have like this double meaning because the sunrise was like probably pretty dazzling. But it's like the sun is risen, but also the sun, S-O-N, is risen.
Yes.
And like hope is dawning, just like the sun's dawning.
Yeah.
And yeah, I kind of liked, yeah, I like the cleverness of the lyrics.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they're not overly clever, like too smart. Mm-hmm. They're pretty simple, but they're pleasing. Yeah. I also like that this hymn is Trinitarian. Like it says, one with the Father, ancient of days, through the Spirit who clothes faith with certainty. And I like that little acknowledgement because sometimes when we sing about the resurrection, we get so caught up in Christ that we forget the Father and the Spirit. And
yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think, when we're focused on one topic, we could easily forget the Trinity. We could forget the Trinitarian nature of our God and focus in on one person, which is obviously fine. Mm-hmm. But the greatest day in history was brought about by the Godhead.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you don't have to have your entire theology packed into every single song.
No.
But I do like that they recognize the Trinity's work in the death and resurrection of Christ. I think that's a really good reminder.
Yeah.
And then the very last lines are, "And we are raised with him, death is dead, love is won, Christ is conquered." Mm-hmm. Which reminds me of Ephesians 2:4-7.
Yes. "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus." One of my favorite verses.
I really like Ephesians 2. I was like, how can I put this in here?
Yeah, let's just find a reason.
Ephesians 2. We're raised with Christ? Yeah. Absolutely. That's the only excuse I need. Yeah. So this is a really good modern one. Mm-hmm. Having said, I struggle to find them. They are out there. Mm-hmm. Which reminds me, if you know any good modern ones that aren't written by heretics, then just can you like message us or something? And
Yeah.
Tell us, because I'm always on the lookout for new hymns. All right, you ready for our last one? There's no point in building it up because you've probably never heard of it. This is the I've never heard of this one. Mm-hmm. So our last well-known hymn, well, maybe it is well-known, but I've never sung it. So if it's like really famous, I'm sorry. I'm just ignorant. Okay. Jesus Lives and So Shall I.
Ooh,
you know it?
No. Okay. So there's a story behind this. You guys hear reference to our husbands a lot in these episodes because they are like the other half of our thinking process. And so when we were talking about this series, my husband was like, oh, you got to do Jesus Lives and So Shall I. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I know that song because of him. And so when he suggested it, you know, you looked up the lyrics and I'm sure you'll tell us more about it. But I know this for one specific reason, and we could get into it later or not. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of like, we should do a full episode on this. Mm-hmm. And partly just for the guy who wrote it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, wonderful hymn. I like it even more now I know it. I've never sung it before. It looks at the resurrection of Christ and it reminds us that his resurrection is just the beginning. One day we'll rise to and it'll end in glory.
Woohoo!
Which is great to be reminded of.
Mm-hmm. So, check out the t-shirt.
Yes, guys, if you want merch, can you just like go over to ko-fi.com/impartial and then
buy us a coffee.
Buy us a coffee. And then join your favorite hymn writers tier. And then, send us a coffee in the notes. Be like, give me merch in capital letters. And if we get enough of those, we will actually be able to
we'll
get you merch.
Yeah, we'll make it available.
Anyway, fun random fact about Christian F. Gellert, the man who wrote this hymn. He was German. That's not the fun random fact. He trained at Leipzig as a student of theology. And he became an assistant pastor in his father's church. Now, he ended up leaving the ministry not by choice. And this is a fun random fact, because I think it will surprise a lot of pastors today. Unfortunately, he had a terrible memory, and at the time, the Lutheran church didn't allow men to preach from manuscripts.
Oh.
So they were like, you can't have a manuscript, you can't remember your sermon.
You're fired.
You're fired.
Wow. That's crazy.
Because I don't know, I feel like most of the men I've seen preach will preach from
at least
notes of some sort. Like, oof.
That's crazy.
Poor guy. He ended up going into teaching instead, became a tutor, later a professor, and his students absolutely loved him. And if you read his hymns, you're like, this guy had such a pastoral heart. You should have just let him pastor with his notes.
Yes.
But yeah, it seemed like a very caring guy. We'll do a... Yeah, I ended up on a little rabbit trail. I was like, what else has he written? And I found this other fantastic hymn by him, which is called Against Thee Only I Have Sinned, I Own It.
Wow.
That's just the first line.
Wow.
And it's just a fantastic hymn. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And I ended up on this rabbit trail of his other hymns. So basically, we will do episodes on him inevitably in the future. It's going to happen. He's also just an interesting person.
Yeah.
Anyway, lyrics from this hymn that stick out. Have you got some for Jesus Lives?
Yep.
Cool.
Jesus lives and so shall I. Death, your sting is gone forever. He who came for me to die lives the chains of death to sever. He shall raise me with the just. Jesus is my hope and trust. I love it. I'm actually hearing the tune in my... So again... The reason why I know this hymn is because of my husband. And there was like a modern composition of it. Mm-hmm. And it's so beautiful. And they kind of use like a refrain-y bit. They use one bit of the hymn like as a refrain and they keep coming back to it.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I think. I don't know, have the full lyrics in front of me. But it's just beautiful. And we'll have a link for it for you guys to listen to.
I really, really like it. Some of the, while you look that up, like some of the lines I really like are the closing ones, which say, Jesus lives and death's dark gate is my entrance into glory. Courage then, my solemn wait, joy shall crown life's varied story. I'm just like, oh man, this guy.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. Excellent hymn. I'm so excited. I feel like I found a new hymn writer and I'm like, This is my jam.
Yes.
Did you find the full lyrics?
I've got a version. And it does have Jesus is my hope and trust at the end of every verse. But these aren't the lyrics that I've sung. But they're very similar. So,
yeah. We'll link it for you.
It's another one because it's probably translated. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So you kind of get different variations of it, I think, depending on who's translated it.
Yeah. It's great. It's definitely one, like, if you still have time before your Easter service to switch out the hymns, this is definitely one.
Most definitely.
You should consider. I've said that about all of them, but, like, very much this one.
Consider all of these. This,
like,
is a passionate
even more
plea.
So. Yeah. Sing all of them. Sing 10 songs in your service.
Yes.
Anyway. With that, we're going to wrap up our resurrection hymns. I hope you found something new or were reminded of something you haven't sung in a while. And we hope that you have a lovely Easter. I thought it would be appropriate to finish with the words of 1 Corinthians 15, 20 to 26.
Most definitely. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each is his own order, each in his own order. Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
Amen.
It's a good, good passage of scripture. Mm-hmm. And it's just really good to, again, think through the resurrection regularly.
Yeah.
Because it is the reason why our faith is like a sure faith. It's because of that. And it's also what we have to look forward to in this life.
Yeah.
You know, we get to look forward to the resurrection. And
the thing is as well, we forget just how blessed we are because we have the whole story and we have hindsight and we know what happened. We didn't have to live through it, which I thank God for because that would have been horrible.
Mm.
And so, yeah, reflecting on the resurrection and reflecting on, like, what Christ's death and resurrection actually means for us. It wasn't just something that happened 2,000 years ago. Like, it has practical implications on our faith.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, those are some great hymns. We'll definitely talk offline about all the ones you didn't include. you've seen the list now. You've heard the list from Cara's own mouth. What do you think we missed out? What'll be on your list? If you're like a worship leader, can you tell us what you are singing on this Easter Sunday? Mm-hmm. And let us know in the comments. We're really curious. I mean, obviously, there's a whole wealth of things out there.
There's also bonus.
There is a bonus, which we
clip.
Will talk. Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the bonus. But if you're not a subscriber, you're not going to hear anything. You're just going to be wondering, what could they be talking about? And I actually have the notes here. It's looking pretty good. So you're definitely missing out. But yeah, we do pray that this is a lovely time for you and your churches, wherever you are. And until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Bye.
Bye.